local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie is live on July 10th, 2023. Hope you had a wonderful weekend, involved plenty of time at the beach, perhaps getting a look at the Blue Angels, and maybe even getting caught in some traffic too, as the Blue Angels show cut a little short, and then a couple of accidents right there getting off the Sykes Bridge, heading back into Gulf Breeze, caused some major issues and headaches for folks who were kind of rushed from the beach due to the threat of lightning there. On our News Radio Facebook page, listener texted in a picture showing lightning strike behind the Blue Angel jets, also the armada of boats that were watching them. Pretty cool shot there, but thankfully nobody injured over the weekend, and it was a record-setting number on the beach. Studio 850 posting the vehicle counts. 61,057 over the July 6th, 7th, and 8th weekend there. Last year it was 58,676, so about 2,500 or so more cars out there over the Red, White, and Blues weekend for 2023. I'm Joe, Gracie alongside, and we are now under 7 hours to go until Gracie turns 23. Don't like how it sounds, though. 23 just doesn't quite sound as good as 22.
Also, I think it's because my birthday's on a Tuesday, too. It's just like, I'm middle excited, yeah. But it's like, it's not like it's Friday, it's my birthday.
Right.
It's like, it's
Tuesday. You are taking, so I'm going to have to persevere without you sometime, some days this week, right?
Yes, just Friday. I'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So you can wish me birthday.
Okay, very good.
Happy birthday tomorrow.
All right. Yeah.
Actually, Friday and Monday, I'll be out, so.
Oh, okay, very good. So, yeah, get your celebratory happy birthday text in to Gracie, 850-437-1620. She does accept Amazon cards, yes, as well, celebrating her birthday with Amazon Prime Days. So a couple of big events happening here tomorrow. Just shy of 514, we'll get traffic and weather in just a moment on this kind of gloomy Monday. First, our top three stories here. Still not clear how the small bag of cocaine ended up in the White House. The Secret Service is supposed to be wrapping up, the investigation early this week. And the White House says that appropriate consequences would be promised if anybody in the administration is found to be responsible.
Also, the disgraced former sports doctor, Larry Nassar, is reported in stable condition after being stabbed multiple times during an altercation in the Florida federal prison where he has been locked up. He was stabbed twice in the neck, twice in the back, and six times in the chest. He is said to have suffered a collapsed lung in the incidents, and he's been sentenced to decades in prison for sexually assaulting female athletes when he worked at USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University.
A lot of social media reaction to this story, both locally and nationally, and it's hard for me to really, with my moral compass, on the one hand, you know, Bible says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And on the other hand, I think, well, what if it was my daughter that he had abused over the years? And a lot of people, I think, overwhelmingly saw this news and they were like, good.
Yeah.
You know? And on the one hand, it's like, well, you know, it's conflicting when I hear this. And not quite sure what to make of it. I'll just say that. Also, the war in Ukraine surpassing the 500-day mark. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Ukrainians have endured relentless attacks from Russian forces at their homes, schools, and hospitals, also accusing Russia of committing crimes against humanity and worsening global security as well. Birthday text rolling in for Gracie, 850-437-1620. And texter says, how are we really going to pretend we don't know how that cocaine got into the White House? I highly suspect we will never truly know. I think that is true if the investigation comes up and says, yeah, this was directly linked to X, Y, or Z in the administration. And I think that would be true whether it was a Republican or Democrat in office. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it's, you know, Biden's in the office, we'll never find out because of the Democrat. I think that's the case whether it was a Republican or Democrat. But I don't know. It's interesting. I've definitely thought about that too. You know, watching all the seasons of 24 and the government conspiracies. You know, if it were to be somebody affiliated with the White House, the administration in any way, I think the investigation would show we cannot prove, or you know, there's we don't have any DNA evidence or fingerprints or anything like that, and we kind of just be swept under. But again, I would think that regardless of who was in office.
Yeah. And I hate to be the person that says, well, what would the reaction be if, like, Trump was in office or someone else was in office? Like, would it be a worldwide story? And I kind of feel like the story isn't, like, as popular as it really could be. So, I don't know.
I think
that's just me, though.
I think it would be if the Bidens weren't gone.
Yeah. If they were at the White House,
if we knew that, you know, Hunter Biden was there on the same day, or, you know, just something going on, you know, maybe that would lead more. But I think we're all just waiting for the investigation to wrap up and we'll see what happens. Let's get an update on the roads and weather.
Well, we do have some slow traffic on Pine Forest Road at County Road 297A. There was an accident there, and we do have some slight delays in both directions on Pine Forest. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110, not showing any major delays. And 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. If you do see something else on the roads, always feel free to call or text in any details that you see. For weather, taking a look at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet Radar, we're looking pretty good. We do still have some light rain throughout Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, as well as the Warrington area. And we're most likely going to be seeing some light rain throughout the rest of this early evening. Again, if you see anything else, always feel free to call or text in. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at some local headlines in the Channel 3 update there, had conversation with Chip Simmons, the sheriff of Escambia County, regarding the shooting that happened Saturday night at the Moorings Apartments. The sheriff tells Channel 3 it's likely the victim knew who the shooters were.
A female returned to her apartment. The other individual that she shares the apartment with was in a disagreement of some sort with two black males. And then that disagreement ultimately led them to shoot and kill him.
And the victim was identified by friends and family as Jacoby Young. His girlfriend posted on social media that she was approached by the two men and held at gunpoint, and Young stepped in to defend her. Sheriff's office still investigating there. Also, bond set at $18,000 today for the high school basketball coach at West Florida High School, who is now on administrative leave following his weekend arrest on assault and battery charges. 48-year-old Michael Taylor is accused of holding a gun to his partner's head after he caught her talking to another man on the phone. His arrest report also alleges he placed his forearm on the victim's throat, causing her to pass out. Today in court, the judge ordered $18,000 bond. Also, Taylor not allowed to be within 500 feet of the alleged victim and wearing a GPS monitor. So that is the update from court today. 520, we'll take a break, come back with some state headlines and national headlines as well. More of your text, 850-437-1620. Joe and Gracie with you on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did powerfully in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again. And as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Monday. And even though we've had some rain on and off throughout the day, hope you're having a great start to your week and had an awesome weekend. I mean, it was an awesome air show, even though it did get cut a little bit short on Saturday. So hopefully you got to check out the Blues and just have a great weekend overall. Taking a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some more headlines. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have some slowdowns on 98, but nothing out of the ordinary. That's going to be if you're moving towards Tiger Point after the Nature Preserve and Gulf Breeze, as well as Windhaven Beach also seeing some slowdowns in the westbound direction. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have some light rain throughout our area. That's mostly going to be going through Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, Warrington, as well as West Pensacola and Perdido Key currently, and expect some light rain throughout the rest of this early evening. It is 79 in Pensacola, 80 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather update is sponsored by FDOT. Find traffic info this hurricane season on FL511.com. It's hurricane season. Are you prepared? Keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after a storm. This is a message from FDOT. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
We're talking last segment about the Larry Nassar stabbing. Texter says they will attempt on him again. Guys in on convictions like this have targets on their back. Worked for the Department of Corrections prior to policing. I've heard that as well, not specifically with Larry Nassar, but, you know, people that have this type of conviction and sentencing is that they are targeted often in prison, and leads me to wonder what in the, you know, when he does recover, you know, sounds like he had a collapsed lung and obviously the stab wounds, but looks like he's going to survive. You know, I would imagine the type of facility that he's in now would have been like max security or, you know, whatever. So I'm not sure what else they would be able to do for him in terms of security. So I'd be curious to know thoughts on that if you have them. 850-437-1620. What do you think about the case here with Larry Nassar? Are you glad to hear it? Are you sad to hear it? Mixed bag for me personally, just because, you know, it's terrible, obviously, what he did, but it's also terrible that this happened. But I know for a lot of people, you know, the crimes that he committed, this should happen to him. I know a lot of people feel that way. Let us know what you think. 850-437-1620. Quick note on some state headlines here before the Fox News update. Number of conferences and events apparently staying away from Florida over state policies that critics say target LGBT people and minorities. These include a Game of Thrones fan convention, also a Society of Black Engineers meeting. Spokesman for Governor DeSantis, though, says the cancellations are nothing more than a stunt. New poll shows former President Trump still favored by Florida Republicans, despite Governor DeSantis being in the race. According to the Florida Atlantic University poll, 50% support Trump compared to 30% for DeSantis. He addressed this on the Clay and Buck show today.
We've worked really hard to develop the type of support on the grassroots level in places like Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, that really can propel a candidate to victory.
Says he's not really concerned about the poll numbers right now. He's focused on those early battleground states. New area of interest down in the Atlantic Ocean. The National Hurricane Center says a system has a 40% chance of developing over the next 7 days, but the good news is it's expected to have zero impact here and in the state of Florida as a whole. Located northeast of Bermuda, and while it could strengthen to a tropical depression, it will ultimately head north and it's expected to fizzle out in the cooler Atlantic waters. Central Florida judge expected to hear arguments in the lawsuit against Disney Parks and Resorts that was filed by the newly appointed Central Florida Tourism Oversight Board, who oversees the company's property. Disney is suggesting the case is at least delayed until its federal lawsuit against the state is resolved. And gas prices in Florida at a four-week high. AAA says the state averaged $3.46 per gallon, nearly 20 cents more than a week ago. Good news, though, is that oil prices remain low, and unless that changes this week, relief is likely in the future. Fox News Update is coming up, followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News. I'm John Saucier. President Biden in Lithuania now. The NATO summit's coming up tomorrow. There's some good news coming out of it for Sweden.
The chief of NATO saying that the monumental change has been made, that Turkey's president has now agreed to approve Sweden's bid to join NATO. All of this coming just on the eve of the NATO summit.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan. The White House confirming President Biden has spoke to the Turkish president about the issue. Heavy rain over the weekend brought flash flooding to communities through New York State like Highland Falls. It killed at least one person. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is in that town, warning other parts of the state are dealing with extreme weather.
The weather looks better here, but the extreme weather is continuing north. Rain is hitting Albany. It's also hitting the Champlain area.
Severe weather watches in parts of northern New England. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Americans sharply reduced their borrowing in May. Word today that total consumer credit increased by just $7.2 billion in the month, down from a revised $20.3 billion rise in April, and the lowest monthly increase in 2.5 years. Revolving credit, mainly credit cards, rose just 8.2% in May after a 13.8% gain the previous month. The Federal Reserve's data does not include mortgage loans, the largest category of household debt. Multiple internet traffic analysts have reported noticeable declines in Twitter usage in the several days since the arrival of Meta's Threads last Wednesday night. Cloudflare shared a chart showing evidence that Twitter traffic is tanking. Meanwhile, just 4 days in, Threads surpassed 100 million users, a staggering feat for a social network, and some analysts are questioning whether Twitter will survive this challenge. Stocks managed a very modest gain to down the Dow Industrials, rebounding 209 points. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. A lot of NBA fans were probably wondering what the hype was all about when Victor Wembanyama scored just 9 points in his summer league debut. But the 7'5 Frenchman recovered with 27 points on Sunday. That's what you're going to get with him. Moments where he looks like a taller Kevin Durant and other moments when he looks out of his league. He's 19. Don't say he didn't live up to the hype. The hype was never fair to begin with. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Valvoline Advanced can help your engine get more miles. Right now, buy a 5-quart jug and get a free STP Extended Life Oil Filter. That's right, free. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need, when you need them, at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's single, spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely nuggets and a frosty.
Spicy chicken sandwich,
Dave's single, and a frosty,
frosty
for me.
And a frosty.
Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Monday afternoon, getting ready to have an awesome week, and had a great Red, White, and Blues weekend. So hopefully you got to see the Blues, even though they cut short a little bit on Saturday. It was a great week here at News Radio. So going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some national headlines. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. If you do see something slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Those slowdowns at Pine Forest and County Road 297A look like they have cleared up as well. Again, if you see anything, always feel free to call in the traffic line with your details. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from WEAR.
The chance for showers and thunderstorms continues. We're running about a 60% rain chance next couple of days, so look for those pop-up storms. Otherwise, it's sun, clouds, and typical weather for this time of the year with highs in the low 90s. Of course, it'll feel hotter, like it's in the triple digits with that humidity. Also, along the coast, there is an elevated risk of rip currents at this time, but that should be calming down over the next 24 hours or so. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much. We still have some light rain throughout Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, as well as Warrington. So still expect some rain early this evening. If you, again, see anything else, always feel free to text in. I'm Grace at News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at ABC News with David Muir right now, and the video overhead of these townhomes in California that got wiped away from the landslide. I had not seen them yet, but looking at them right now, and yeah, pretty remarkable there. The 12 townhomes, we'll get to this in national news, but 12 townhomes no longer able to be lived in. Folks getting essentially kicked out of their homes because there's a valley right behind these homes that these are going to keep slipping into. So they have been deemed total losses out in Los Angeles County. So pretty remarkable there. President Biden meeting with King Charles today before heading to the NATO summit as well. Getting some interesting text here this hour. We talked earlier about the Larry Nassar situation where at the prison that he is at in Florida, looks like he's going to survive what was a pretty nasty knife attack, stabbed multiple times, dealing with a lacerated lung, I believe, is a collapsed lung there. Texter who said that he has experience with Department of Corrections said that he's probably heading towards protective custody, but that can only go so far since there's no way to prevent full isolation in most facilities. Also saying, I have no sympathy for felony sex offenders, not upset it happened, but taking solace in knowing God has ultimate judgment. Other says, I'm surprised he wasn't in solitary confinement already. And then also the situation with the Trump-DeSantis rivalry, and a new poll out from FAU says Trump with a 50% of Republican voters in Florida would vote for him compared to 30% for DeSantis. And Texter says that I for one like Trump because DeSantis has done such a great job. I don't want to lose him. And I wonder how true that is. I mean, it's one thing to like Trump or to like DeSantis, but an interesting strategy there would be to vote for Trump just because your current governor is doing such a good job that it, in a way, is working against him for his own political ambitions, at least as it relates to Florida voters. So pretty interesting there. Let us know, 850-437-1620. Also, Gracie turning 23 tomorrow, so we're looking forward to celebrate. And texters flooding in the text box with congratulatory texts. 23 years young.
Woo-hoo.
Started on the show when you were 20. And
yeah.
It's just flying by. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that at 23 years old you would be talking to me on the show?
In this chair still. Kidding.
The peak of existence. Yes.
Let's not get depressed yet, okay? Let's wait till after 7.
All right. National headlines today. Congress back in session this week after the 4th of July break. The biggest item on the agenda in the House is the National Defense Authorization Act. And in the Senate, Democrats on the Judiciary Committee want to work on establishing ethics standards for Supreme Court justices.
Also, a statewide ban on gender-affirming care for juveniles in Tennessee is going to be in effect, at least for now. The state prohibiting hormone treatments and other therapies for transgender minors is moving forward following an appeals court decision over the weekend. So litigation filed by the ACLU claims that the law infringes on parental rights is still pending, meaning that it could rule the rules could be blocked again.
Bizarre, scary, strange, all of the above. A California Marine now in custody after a 14-year-old girl reported missing a month ago was found in a barracks at Camp Pendleton. Authorities say the missing girl with learning disabilities was found on June 28th.
The reality is the whole facility allowed this to happen. The security looked her in the face and allowed this man to bring a minor onto base.
This viral TikTok video, audio from the video, is the girl's aunt who says that the girl was sold to a Marine for sex and alleged that the military was trying to cover it up.
Also, FBI Director Christopher Wray will testify before Congress on Wednesday. He'll appear before the House Judiciary Committee, where he'll face a number of Republicans who have been increasingly criminal on Justice Department following the recent indictment of former President Trump. Sorry. Okay. Conservatives also accused that the bureau of weaponizing against Republicans are unwilling to investigate the allegations against President Biden.
And a major landslide near L.A. resulting in 16 people not being allowed in their homes ever again. Here's law enforcement from the scene.
After assessing the situation, we realized that there are 12 homes that have received damage either inside of their home or outside of their structure where there's a shift from the structure of land and whatnot.
So showed the video there on ABC World News Tonight, and 12 townhomes were declared a total loss as the hillside continues to slowly slide into the canyon behind the properties.
Also, as Joe mentioned a little bit earlier, President Biden is in Lithuania for a two-day NATO summit. So members of the military alliance will reaffirm their support for Ukraine as Russia's invasion on the country continues. And membership for Ukraine and Sweden expected to be the front and center of discussions.
Taking a look at the world of sports today, not much going on in American sports. It's a Major League Baseball All-Star week here. Monday night is Home Run Derby night. That starts at 7 o'clock on ESPN, and they're doing a single elimination round tournament, 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, so forth and so on. So you have Luis Robert of the White Sox going off against Baltimore's Adley Rushman. Two-time Derby champ Pete Alonso is facing Seattle's Julio Rodriguez, obviously the fan favorite there in Seattle. Mookie Betts is the third seed against Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and Texas's Adolis Garcia is going up against Tampa's Randy Arozarena. Also, congratulations to Brandon Sproat, the pace grad and pitcher for the Florida Gators, drafted in the second round by the New York Mets last night. They actually drafted him last year in the third round, but he decided to go back to Florida for his senior season. And a couple other notes. Today, an eventful one at Wimbledon. The top three seeds in the men's bracket all winning. Carlos Alcaraz, Novak Djokovic, and Daniil Medvedev all winning, and surprising American Christopher Eubanks joining them in the quarterfinals. He'll play Medvedev tomorrow. And on the women's side, Madison Keys, American, advancing to the round of 16, as did last year's winner, Elena Rybakina and Arianna Sabalenka, two of the top three seeds advancing to the round of 16 on the women's side. And Lionel Messi will be making his Inter-Miami debut next Friday, playing in his first game against Mexico's Cruz Azul in the League Cup opener. So Messi mania about to take over Miami starting next Friday. 5:45, let's get a check of the roads and weather.
Well, I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout our area, as well as the Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. We're still seeing our typical afternoon traffic. That's just a small patch on 98 right near the Garcon Point intersection in Tiger Point, as well as a small patch throughout Windhaven Beach as you're heading towards Navarre. If you see anything else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We do have some light rain in our area, but it is looking like it's moving out, but that's going to be throughout Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, as well as Perdido Key in West Pensacola. If you see anything else weather-wise, always feel free to call in. It is 79 in Pensacola, 80 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze with some light rain. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Health, business, and science note. So Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is sounding the alarm on the Prime energy drink for their high caffeine levels. He's calling on the FDA to investigate.
This is an eye-popping level of caffeine for a young kid's body. And because the product is billed as a hydration and sports drink in its other near identical form, kids are likely to ingest cans of this stuff with the parents being unaware.
So last hour we were talking about this, and I had mentioned the original Surge that came out when I was a junior high age or so in the late 90s, that had 51 milligrams of caffeine. This Prime Energy drink has 200. So that is a lot of caffeine. So 6 cans of Coca-Cola, nearly 2 Red Bulls. So I did not expect today, July 10th, 2023, to be the day where I agree with Chuck Schumer on anything.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm with him on this. As an old man, 36 years old, we must protect the children. And so, yeah, 200 milligrams of caffeine. Oh, boy.
That's intense for sure. Don't give it to your kids. Well, out of India, India's on track of becoming the world's largest economy by 2027, 2075, excuse me. So the new report says that Goldman Sachs predicts that India is going to surpass Japan, Germany, and even the U.S. over the next half century. So researchers from investment banks say negotiations and technology are along the rising working productivity are driving the country's rapid progress.
And along the lines of technology, growing number of farmers are turning to AI as a way to handle rising costs.
You're talking about equipment that can self-drive tractors and harvester combines to get the crop out of the field.
That's Gary Joyner, a Texas farmer, who says the technology could self-drive tractors and other equipment. It's still expensive, but he says the cost of AI will come down eventually and pay off for farmers in the long run. 5:50 right now, final break of this hour. We'll come back with some pop culture notes and some wacky and weird headlines to wrap up hour number two. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday. Back to the regular grind of the five-day work week. All enjoyed last week. Pensacola Blues setting records out on Pensacola Beach. We had 61,500 some odd cars out there setting a record for the 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 2022 was 58,676. 61,057. That's the official total, according to a Studio 850 with that information. Thanks to them. Gracie's got a big birthday tomorrow, turning 23 years old, also coinciding with Amazon Prime Day. So hopefully she's getting lots of Amazon gift cards to go crazy on Amazon.
Woo-hoo.
And looking at celebrating tomorrow. I appreciate all the texters who have chimed in, weighed in on the show topics, traffic updates, as well as just Gracie's birthday text. She's loving every single one of those. Looking at some pop culture notes now. Another artist dealing with objects being thrown at them on stage, this time Harry Styles. It happened in Vienna, Austria on Saturday. The object hit him directly in his left eye. Video on social media showing him stopping, bending over, and covering his eye before continuing on. This also happened to Drake recently. Of course, Bebe Rexha. Who was the other one?
Kelsey Ballerini. And then Pink got some ashes.
That's right. Pink had the ashes. And then also Morgan Wallen had a boot thrown at him. He wasn't performing. He was signing autographs. Somebody throws the boot at him. He was signing a hat at the time. And he, you know, just kind of had this frustration. He continues signing it. He stands up and then launches the boot in a completely different direction from where it came.
Yeah. So
not happy.
The girl that was walking out with one shoe was the one who threw it. Hopefully, maybe she found it. But Yikes. In other pop culture notes, Powerball jackpot is one of the biggest ever. So it's up to $650 million. So no grand prize ticket has been sold since April. And so the lump sum payment is just under $330 million before fees and taxes. And the next drawing is tonight, followed by a chance to win $480 million tomorrow night in the Mega Millions drawing.
Also, the Yellow Brick Road coming to an end as Elton John performed the final show of his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour Saturday in Sweden. He gave an emotional speech noting that the finale on Saturday came exactly 52 years and one day after his first show in Sweden.
Also, authorities are investigating after thieves broke into the home of Tina Knowles. So she is the mother of Beyonce. So Los Angeles Police Department confirms that her Hollywood home was robbed on Wednesday. TMZ reports that the thieves made off with more than $1 million in cash and jewelry after stealing her entire safe.
Looking at some wacky and weird headlines, this one I thought was pretty interesting. Came from an interview that RFK Jr. did, talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis. He said that the government had a secret bunker that featured a McDonald's inside.
There was an underground city, essentially a bunker that was like a city, and apparently it had McDonald's in it and a lot of other, you know, it was a full city for the U.S. government and their families.
So he says while he knew about the bunker, he never got to go inside because his dad, RFK Sr., was the attorney general and wanted him to stay at school so nobody would know if something was maybe happening. So his dad said, hey, you got to be a good soldier. You got to take one for the team. You can't go in the bunker to keep the public at calm because people are going to know something's up if you're not in school for a few days. But he said a McDonald's was in the underground bunker. So naturally, the question that I have for you, 850-437-1620, in your doomsday bunker, there's a nuclear war happening and you get to have one restaurant in your bunker to survive on. Is it a McDonald's? Is it something else? Let us know. 850-437-1620.
Is yours Chipotle, Joe?
Nah, I got to think about it. I mean, yeah. I like Chipotle. Don't get me wrong. I love Chipotle. After I've had it maybe two or three times within a 7-day period, I'm like, all right, you know, I got to think about this one.
Yeah, no, I have to think about it too. I'm not sure yet either. Well, speaking of McDonald's and just fast food in general, this is not what you want from your McDonald's. A woman went to a McDonald's in Australia, discovered that a piece of rubber glove had been baked into her Egg McMuffin. The glove was baked into the muffin itself, and those are pre-made, so she said she had already eaten half of it when all of a sudden it felt weird going down. She said that she went back to the restaurant immediately, but all they did was they offered her a new Egg McMuffin.
So. And then she went to corporate to get more than just a replacement Egg McMuffin, I certainly hope. Pretty interesting trailer. I know my dad's going to be happy about this one. If you're a military and a history nut, the first trailer released for Ridley Scott's next historical epic.
What is this costume you have on?
This is my uniform. I led the French victory at Toulon.
What is your name?
Napoleon.
Napoleon, the film stars Joaquin Phoenix as Napoleon Bonaparte. It'll follow his climb to emperor, hitting theaters on November 22nd. And good news, kid in Texas going viral after knocking on his neighbor's door to see if they had any kids he could play with. The video showing him asking his neighbor through the Ring system has 60 million views already, and the neighbor launched a GoFundMe to help give Shaden an awesome summer, hopefully make some friends. And that account has $37,000 in it. Brennan, the adult, says he's going to buy him a gaming system, amusement park tickets, other stuff to help Shaden get some friends. And any leftover money will go directly to Shaden's family. So community coming together to support a boy who was getting bullied from the next door neighbors. Came to his neighbor's door and said, hey, do you have any kids that I can play with? So really touching story there. That's going to do it for us here. Hour number two, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up.
93 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.